When the Kohen was ready to shaft the Asham, first the Metzorah would come next to the Asham to do the Smicha. Now the Asham was in the Azar, and the Metzorah cannot enter the Azar, since the Metzorah is Mechusar Kippur, he is not yet Bar Kabbanah, and he is not allowed to enter the Azar. So instead he would go to the gate leading to the Azar, he would go to the Shar Nekaner and stand in that gate. And the Shar Nekaner does not have Kedusha. As the other Shar, the other gate that lead to the Azar have Kedusha, so the Metzorah cannot stand in the other gate, so he would stand in the Shar Nekaner, which does not have Kedusha, and he would put his hands into the Azar to lean on the Asham. The Samas Teyar of Alav Ushachta. And he would put his two hands on the head of the Asham. This is called Smicha. And while he was doing the Smicha, he would confess the sins that caused him to have Tzaraas, such as Lashon Hara. And then after the Smicha, it would be Shachta. And we're forced to speak out that before the Smicha is done, Tnufa has to be done. The Kohen, together with the Masorah, would shake the animal, the Asham, together with the Lok Shemen that was brought with the animal. They would shake it up and down and back and forth. Only after that was the Smicha done. And after the Smicha was done, then the Kohen would shach the Asham. The Kiblu Beis Kohanim Es Domo. Echad B'Kli, the Echad B'Yad. Two Kohanim would be Mekabel the Dam. After the Shechita was done, two Kohanim would catch the Dam. One Kohen would have a Kli and catch the Dam in the Kli. The other Kohen would catch the Dam in his hand. And from the Dam of the Asham, the Kohen would take some of that Dam and put it on the Mitzorah, so he has to catch the Dam in his hand, as Chadal went out from the Pasuk, that he has to catch it Dafka in his hand. And only after he catches it in his hand, he would come, take from that Dam, and put it on the Mitzorah. While the other Kohen would catch it in a Kli, and he would take from that Dam and put it on the Mitzbeach. Zesha Kibo B'Kli, Ba B'Zorko, Al-Kir HaMitzbeach. Zesha Kibo B'Yad, Ba'lo, Eitah HaMitzorah. The Kohen that catches the Dam in the Kli would take from that Dam and throw it on the wall of the Mitzbeach. And the Kohen who catches the Dam in his hand would come up next to the Mitzorah. B'Mitzorah Tava B'Lishkas HaMitzorah. And beforehand, the Mitzorah had immersed himself in the Lishka, the Beis HaMikdash, called Lishkas HaMitzorah. It was called Lishkas HaMitzorah because that's where the Mitzorah would be Tova. Rava Amar B'Shar Nekaner. After the Mitzorah was Tova, that's when he would come and stand in the Shar Nekaner. And the Mitzorah was Tova before he did the Smicha. And after he was Tova, he came to the Shar Nekaner to do the Tzufa and the Smicha. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Lo HaYotzar Tefila. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He holds that the Mitzorah does not have to immerse himself at all on the day that he brings his Korbanos. The reason being is because the day before he brought the Korbanos, he was Tovo. As we have mentioned previously, that the day before the Korbanos were brought, the Mitzorah washes his clothes and he is Tovo. So according to Rabbi Huda, there's no reason to be Tovo himself again, as he's already been Tovo himself the day before. While according to the Tanakhama, even though he was Tovo the day before, they were afraid that since the Mitzorah had been Tameh for so long, maybe he's not used to being careful from becoming Tameh, and maybe he became Tameh in the interim, so therefore he has to be Tovo again before he goes to the Shar Nekaner to do the Tznufa and the Smicha. The Mitzorah would stick his head into the Azar, and the Kohen who caught from the Dam of the Asham in his hand would take from that Dam and put it on the middle ridge of the right ear of the Mitzorah. As the Mitzorah cannot actually enter into the Azar, since the Mitzorah is Mechusar Kippurim, not all of his Korbanos have been brought yet. And the Dam that the Kohen caught from the Asham cannot be taken out of the Azar, because if so, it would become Pasul B'Yotzi, it would be invalid by being taken out of the Azar, and it would no longer be kosher to be used to be put on the Mitzorah. So what the Mitzorah would do is that he would stand in the Shar Nekaner. The Shar Nekaner leads from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael, and that Shar does not have Kedusha, so the Mitzorah can stand there. And he would stick his head into the Azar, as even though the Mitzorah himself cannot enter the Azar, but if he sticks just his head in, that would be mutter. And when he sticks his head in, the Kohen would take from that Dam and put it on his ear. Yado v'nasan abo an yado. Then the Mitzorah would stick his right hand into the Azar, and the Kohen would also take from the Dam and put it on his right thumb. Raglo v'nasan abo an raglo. Then the Mitzorah would stick his right foot into the Azar, and the Kohen would take from the Dam and put it on his right big toe. He wouldn't have to put his head, hand, and foot inside one after the other. Instead, he would put all three in at one time, and the Kohen would put the Dam on his ear, toe, and finger. Amo boing yad, boing rego, ozen yamunis. Amo tarola. If the Mitzorah is missing either his right sock, or his right toe, or his right ear, that Mitzorah would never become tar. As for the Mitzorah to become tar, the Dam of the Hashem has to be placed on his right ear, right toe, and right thumb, and if he's missing one of the three, so the dam obviously cannot be placed there, so he would never become tar. I'm the first to speak out. That's only the case if the Mitzvah lost one of these limbs after he already become a Mitzvah. So therefore, since at the time he became a Mitzvah, he had these limbs, and only after that he lost it, if the dam is not placed there, he would never become tar. But if before he became a Mitzvah, he was missing one of these limbs, then, even though he's missing one of these limbs, he would still have Tara by putting the dam in the place where it's supposed to be, or by putting it in his left thumb or left toe instead of his right toe or right thumb. Rabbeleza Aymer, nice in who Al Mikhaimer. Rabbeleza said, even in such a case, that the Mitzvah lost one of these limbs after he became a Mitzvah, even so he would have a Tara by putting the dam in the place where the right ear or right thumb is supposed to be. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Nasan, Asha, Small, Yasa. Rabbi Shimon says, in such a case, if the Mitzvah is missing either his right ear, or his right thumb, or his right toe, but he had that the dam could be placed in his left ear, or his left thumb, or his left toe. Only the chatchila is supposed to be put on the right ear or right toe, but if he doesn't have a right ear or right toe, it can be placed on the left ear or the left toe.